Blessed Sunday, and good morning to everybody. Just a brief couple of announcements. As we all know, St. Mary's boasts, and rightfully so, because it's true, we have the best bulletin in the entire Catholic Church, right? And especially this Sunday, because on the cover is, as we do now, it's hard to imagine, but this upcoming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday already. And so the beginning of the season of Lent, and so all the many different opportunities to help us grow in our spiritual lives this Lent. Front cover is a Bible study that we'll be doing. So each Lent we try to do a Bible study with the parish and help us to grow in our Bible literacy and fluency. And also the Ash Wednesday schedule. So we have 5 masses to choose from on Ash Wednesday, and it is the busiest day of the year. So, of course, 5 masses, and be mindful of which ones are in Spanish and in English, so depending which language you want to go to, we'll smear your foreheads still, and we'll reveal. It's always marvel on Ash Wednesday. God's beautiful diversity of the human forehead. It's hilarious. And secondly, at the end of the homily, we will dismiss the catechumens. So the catechumens are those who are seeking to be baptized, and they'll be baptized this Easter Vigil. So we have 16 people being baptized this year, and about 80 entering the Catholic Church. So praise God. And so directly after the homily, we'll introduce, or we'll call up the catechumens, those who are not baptized yet. And we'll do that little rite directly afterwards. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Part of the beauty of Lent, as we began on Ash Wednesday, is a popular spiritual weapon that Jesus gives us, and it is fasting. Fasting is such a critical part of our spiritual journey, and it goes all the way back. So essentially what fasting is, as you discern what you want to do, of course, is that we deny some physical pleasure, especially food. Many people fast from coffee, meat, or if you're Filipino, rice, right? Or if you're Mexican, tortillas, right? Or whatever food you love. But essentially what fasting is that we take that beautiful physical food that's good, and we say, no, I deny this good for the purpose of growing in our love for God. Again, that's the purpose of fasting. It's not to lose weight, to get our bodies in prime condition. Well, those are the after effects, but the heart of it is growing in our love. Our Lord today, in the end of the gospel, in that long gospel, challenging gospel, he brings up our ancient foe, our enemy, from the very beginning. Anything more is from the evil one, Jesus says. Who is he referring to? But Satan himself, traditionally called Lucifer. Lucifer was the most majestic spiritual being that God had created. And we know that Lucifer fell, but we don't know exactly how or why. We know it's his pride. It said that his pride was the cause of Lucifer's fall. But what was he prideful about? Because our pride, whatever it's linked to, it's always attached to something. It's not just an abstract pride, but rather we have something specific that we're prideful and boastful about. And so, what was Lucifer prideful about? In the medieval church, they tried to speculate the cause of Lucifer's rebellion. Thomas Aquinas, and especially John Duns Scotus, two giant medieval theologians, speculate that the reason that Lucifer rebelled was because God had revealed to his creative angels long before any of us were created. Remember, the angels were created first. And he showed all of his angels his beautiful divine plan, that he will create humanity and he will take our physical flesh and unite it to himself. Long before even sin enters into the picture, they speculate that God had already planned it from the very beginning so that we can share in the fullness of his life and take our flesh and unite it to the second person of the Holy Trinity, Jesus. And when Lucifer and the angels saw this, led by Lucifer himself and the third of the angels, said, "No, I will not bow down and worship flesh. No, I am a higher spiritual being than mere humanity. And you want me to bow down and worship flesh? Non serviam. I will not serve." And then now enter in the fall of the angels. When the Blessed Mother appeared in Fatima in Portugal to the three children, our Blessed Mother told Saint Jacinta that the reason that the majority of those people in hell, so the reason why they're there, so the vast majority of the people in hell are there for one reason. And it is sins of the flesh. Our mothers told us. Sins of the flesh is why the souls in hell are there. Why is that? My friends, it's by diabolical design. Go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. It's the story of Adam and Eve, our first parents. And the serpent appears. And he tries to entice our first parents to eat of the fruit. We know the story well. And in Genesis 3, verse 8, it reveals precisely the vector of attack that Satan will use against us. It said that Eve saw the forbidden fruit and it was good to eat and pleasure to the eyes. What is that? Flesh. And they fall. Or now go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. When our Lord is baptized in the Jordan River and he begins his public ministry, and he goes into the desert to battle Satan, he appears again. What is the first weapon that Satan uses against our Lord? Jesus, take these stones and turn them into bread. What is he appealing to? The flesh. You see, this is by design and strategic. Why do all of us battle flesh? Well, it's because our foe knows it, and he hates our humanity. He seethes with utter hatred, putrid hatred
at our flesh, because he's precisely the cause of his downfall and his humiliation. He wants to take flesh in which he rebelled against, and he says, oh God, if you want to use flesh, you think it's so majestic, and you wanted me to worship flesh? All right, I will now use the flesh against your creation. Do you see how utter mockery? My friends, we all battle flesh. Now insert how that works out in your own lives. What is it? We all battle with it. Drugs, alcohol, pornography. I mean, you name it, we all battle it. And it's by design. And now here is the beauty of our Catholic faith, because our God knows this. Our God, our Father, knows our struggles. Enter John chapter 6, verse 51. In this beautiful chapter, so pivotal, especially for us as Catholics, our Lord powerfully says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And whoever eats this bread will live forever. Now finish the line. And the bread that I will give is what? My flesh for the life of the world. Do you see now the beauty of the Eucharist? While God, in this beautiful arc of creation, destined us to live in our flesh for all eternity with the Most Holy Trinity, the cause of our rebellion and the struggle of our sin, God will say, I will take that and I will transform myself into bread, my body, blood, soul, and divinity. And I will allow my beautiful sons and daughters to consume me, the beauty of our Father, taking our greatest struggle and giving us eternal life. So this Lent, you fast from that coffee, from that steak, from your rice and your beans and your tortillas, or whatever else you want to fast from. And we will do battle. We will do battle with the flesh, and we say, not us. Not us anymore, because we are not alone. We have the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, infused with divine grace. Flesh, you no longer have hold over me. Because we have Jesus Christ. Life. Precisely through his flesh. My God. You're so good. And Father and Son and the Holy Spirit.